being here, man. Holidays, weekends. Trying to take over.
Honestly, I mean, they're one of the best friends in DMV.
Oh, yeah, I thought I had a new intro. I just had to flex real quick.
What's going on, man? It's your boy, C. Marty Fit here. We in the behind the scenes of the podcast. I know y'all been wondering, where you doing this at? You know, y'all get a close-up look. You know, this is what we doing before the episode. We getting the microphones ready, the headphones. Got my outline on the phone, buttons, just making sure everything working. So we can do all this content. So we can educate, entertain, talk a little shit. And y'all know this is the best fitness podcast ever. So welcome to the behind the scenes. Stay tuned.
Live on a Sunday. What's going on, y'all? It's your boy C. Marty Fit, and we back here with another episode on the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. Yes, sir, he's back. He's back in the building. Listen, man, I'm sorry for the late start today. One of my old clients, he's teaching solid core classes now. So, you know, definitely happy to see that. My man was rocking with me for a while. Now he's teaching fitness. So I had to pull up and show some support. I've been telling him I'm going to pull up for a couple weeks now. You know, definitely excited to see my clients taking another step in their fitness journey. So I had to start late today. If you're wondering, I'm not on ninja time.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Because I know a lot of ninjas like, where's C. Marty at? He's starting late.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
There's a legit reason today. But anyway, if this is your first time watching, I ask that you hit the like button. You're probably wondering, why do I need to hit the like button for a corny ninja with shades and a corny ninja with a green shirt on Easter Sunday? Because this is the best fitness podcast out. This is the illest fitness podcast out. The coolest, the coldest, the dopest, the most entertaining fitness podcast out. Your favorite trainer watch this podcast. We have the most haters, and this podcast is the most entertaining. And listen, man, if you don't like to be told the truth, if you want to be told to you in a certain tone, this is not the podcast for you. Keep it moving. And if you are a returner, I ask that you hit the like button. And if you are playback gang, shout out to the playback gang. Why don't y'all go ahead and hit the like button? And I don't have any rants today. Yeah, I think I'm good today. And probably might be a rant later in the podcast. Maybe a troll will come on. Who knows? But I'm ready for whatever. But anyway, we're going to get in these comments and get this show started, man. Let's see who we got in here today. Wicked Scorpion, if you built like a hippopotamus and reek of big people smell, and you get mad because you can't fit on a roller coaster, don't watch the podcast. Yeah. Easter Sunday, what up, Indian Dolly? What up, Jennifer? A-Piece fam, down 15 pounds in the last 4 weeks. Progress is 80% diet. Thanks for the knowledge and motivation and the entertainment. Absolutely, bro.
Let him cook.
And shout out to you for being down 15 pounds in 4 weeks. That's why we do this show, man. We want to keep people on track. I got a unique way of doing it. You know, it's a little bit harsh. It's a little bit funny. You know, you got to have tough skin to be here. But hey, that's why we do it. Shout out to Mamba Ross. Want you know, Joe, what's going on, brother? Marsha Jones, what's going on? SAG, what's going on? Seth, what's going on? God damn, that spell check is killing me. It's all good. All y'all ninjas done had grammar errors.
Nope.
Spelling errors.
Nope.
And I gotta read the shit. They be like, yeah, see Marty up there can't read. He can't talk. English fucked up. I'm reading the comments. I'm reading what y'all put in here, man. All right. Anyway. look at Jennifer. The prime example. She writing Wednesday and it's Sunday.
Nope.
And I'm not going to say what race.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Anyway, man, listen. Hey, let's get the show started, man. We starting with the fellas today. Listen, man, fellas, I tell y'all got to stay in shape for basic life things, for simple human function, right? You don't want to get caught up in a situation where you can't function in real life. Let's check out this big back man bowling, and I'm not going to say what race.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Okay. All right.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
Now, listen. Now, I know you're going to say, well, the floor was slippery. Yes. Yes. Yes, the bowling lane is slippery. That's why you need a certain type of shoe. Absolutely. But the fact that you can't stand on your feet.
Nope.
The fact that you have no balance.
Nope.
The fact that you have no core strength.
Nope.
The fact that you have no leg strength.
Nope.
Your ass should have been in the gym. You sitting here rolling a bowling ball. First of all, your form sucks. Not that I have great bowling form, but I can control myself if my form sucks.
Nope.
When you're fat, you can't participate in regular people activities.
Nope.
You can only participate in big back activities.
Big back activity.
This is what happens when you don't take care of yourself, fellas. You be doing some simple shit, trying to have fun with your friends, have fun with your family. Next thing you know, and then we talking about some.
Baby, I've been fat and gay all my life. My car shake when I get in.
He might be Diddy.
No Diddy, you know.
Anyway, you never know. Now you're sitting there on the floor talking about
my leg went out.
Right? And what type of food you think he ate at the bowling alley?
The only thing you've been ordering is a whole bunch of damn cheeseburgers.
You know damn well he been at the drive-thru all week because you know it's a Saturday. So Monday through Friday, he went to the drive-thru.
It's Wendy's.
You know Monday through Friday, he went to the drive-thru.
It's Burger King.
You know, soon as the spring start, he going to be at the Memorial Day cookout.
It's barbecue in there.
You know, he'd be looking at ninjas like me and other fit ninjas and wanting our muscles.
Look at the muscles of this guy.
Then he going to say, oh, yeah, he used to play football. He could have been that.
I always wanted to look like that. I just didn't want to do the work.
Fellas, y'all got to get it together, man. Get in shape. Lowest testosterone ever. Men built like aunties. Men built like the women in their family. Men built like the women at their job. The women at the grocery store. That's not how it's supposed to be. You ain't supposed to be wide hip auntie built bandit. You ain't supposed to be Big Back Bob.
Big Back Activity.
Mambo Brandon.
Big Back Activity.
Soggy Samuel.
Big Back Activity.
Pudgy Peter.
Big Back Activity.
Fellas, y'all got to get it together, man. And I'm killing y'all on this episode. Let's get in these comments. Oh, man. We killing him. His leg went out. Absolutely.
My leg went out.
I've bowled before, and I've never slipped like that. Me neither.
Nope.
Then he talking about he a big dog.
She don't want no puppy. She want a big dog.
Okay, bruh. Okay. Not that that's not the type of big she wants. Pause. No Diddy.
No Diddy, you know.
That was crazy.
First of all, Paul.
Yo, that's past pause, man.
I'm out of here.
Strike three, you're out.
You should have played the circus music while he was falling. Hold on, we're not done yet. We're just getting started. Hold tight, Andy and Dolly. Hold tight. That ninja got a concussion. Facts.
Big back activity.
My neck and my back.
My back pregnant.
That boy gave himself a strike. He's out of here.
Strike three, you're out.
And he gave himself a strike. The boy fell down and it was an earthquake, so all his pins fell.
Nope.
Man looking like Donkey Kong throwing a barrel. Facts. He landed sunny side up like an armadillo. That's crazy. I got you, round body.
Look at my African-American over here.
Hold up. I got to play it. Oh, shit. Oh, I got to play the whole thing. I got to play it.
Look at my African-American over here.
Look at the African-American.
Look at my African-American over here.
Sitting up there embarrassing us. What a shame. Clarence was probably halfway drunk. He was about to slide down that motherfucker and pick up a spare. And they was recording him because his big goofy ass do that all the time. He probably do that all the time. Baby making hips Matthew. Hold up. Big belly Brutus. Stretch mark Samuel. All right, yeah, Preston, what's going on? Is barbecue in there?
It's barbecue in there.
That's why he fell. He heard it was barbecue. They brought the barbecue out.
It's barbecue in there.
It threw off his bowling form. That's why he fell.
It's barbecue in there.
He smelled them damn cheeseburgers.
The only thing you've been ordering is a whole bunch of damn cheeseburgers.
He smelled them barbecue flavored wings.
It's barbecue in there.
And you know he ordered some extra barbecue sauce on the side.
It's barbecue in there.
And he ordered another barbecue sauce to dip the fries in.
It's barbecue in there.
Kankle's having Carl. Gave himself a strike and a stroke. Live on a Sunday. Hey, live on a Sunday. You should get the I've fallen and I can't get up from life alerts. All right, I'll keep that in mind. The Ariane Preston laughing. Hey, man, listen, we killing y'all on this episode, man. Oh, hold up. I got to do one more. But hold on, I got to do one more. I got to do one more. I got y'all. I got y'all. Hold up, I got y'all. There he is. Yep, there he is. Yep. One more time. Let's get it. Watch him go. Hey, listen, man. With all that being said, fellas, get y'all ass in shape. So you can participate in regular human activities. This is pitiful. This is ridiculous. This is the best fitness podcast out. Hit the like button. Y'all know I'm killing y'all on a Sunday. If you built like a pair bowling pin big bag with gravity issues, don't watch the podcast. The tuba button gets me every time. The tuba button is legendary. Yes, sir. Hey, listen, man. All right. We're still on black people. We're going to have a lot of black people today. Remember the other day we had a lot of white people? If it's your first time watching, don't think we just come on here and talk about black women and black men and I hate black people. We had a whole episode a couple of days ago. There's a whole bunch of white people on there. So don't come in here with that whining bullshit. Black women, we on y'all ass.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Listen, black women, I love y'all. Y'all will try any shortcut. Y'all will try anything to lose weight except for the shit that actually has helped people lose weight and keep the weight off and the shit that's scientifically proven. Instead of that, y'all will go try some shit like this. Let's check it out.
What?
Black women, y'all done lost y'all mind and y'all about to get cooked. And it's all love at the end of the day, but y'all getting cooked.
Not gonna lie, I see why this vibration plate has gone viral. Not only does it hold 450 pounds, it has the curved edges, which makes it a little bit more intense. Standing on this for about 10 minutes equals swimming, running, jogging, all that type of stuff, y'all. It helps with lymphatic drainage as well. And guess what? Every time I get on this thing, I gotta go pee like 5 minutes after that. And I just could not believe the way it had the girls like shaking back there. Like I was having like a little twerk party. And not gonna lie, I had to keep feeling the sea.
Black women, why y'all only like stuff related to twerking?
I'm gonna drop the orange shopping cart down below.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
We got another episode of Keisha Calisthenics. You sitting here thinking you about to lose weight by making your ass shake?
Nope.
You sitting here thinking you about to lose weight by a method that's fake?
Nope.
Ladies, y'all got to get this shit up. It's always a gimmick. It's always something. And when somebody tell y'all the biggest baggest race, y'all blaming everything else.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Y'all out here blaming the diet don't work the same.
The diet don't work for you the same.
Y'all blaming white people.
I'm going to prove to you why white people are the reason I'm fat today.
Y'all blaming racism.
Phobia is rooted in racism.
And y'all blaming Trump.
Look at my African-American over here.
Ladies, look at the shit y'all try to do to lose weight. Look at the excuses y'all make. This is ridiculous. This lady got the 400 and did she say 450 pounds? Don't worry, we're gonna play the video again. It sounded like she said 400 or 450 pounds. Eating Big Mac food.
The only thing you've been ordering is a whole bunch of damn cheeseburgers.
All this Big Mac activity.
Big Mac activity.
You think you're gonna get the visceral fat off by shaking your ass on the little damn machine? Shaking your triceps. Them big ass triceps and them thick ass wrists.
Them thick ass ankles and them thick ass wrists. You can tell who's gonna have Big Mama arms early.
You think you about, they think that's the solution. Ladies, y'all have lost y'all damn minds. She said this is equivalent to running or swimming. You mean running to Wendy's?
It's Wendy's.
You mean running to Burger King?
It's Burger King.
What you mean, swimming in barbecue sauce?
It's barbecue in there.
Because that's probably the only running and swimming that I think is equivalent to that. Because if you talk about burning calories, ain't no way, boy.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
You know how you feel after you go for a jog or a run. You know how you feel after you swim some laps. And you think you get the same feeling off of that?
Nope.
Ain't no way, boy.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
So if you don't have the same feeling from that, what makes you think that this is going to work? What logic told you that this is equivalent to actually putting some fucking work in? Y'all have lost y'all minds. Ladies, y'all got to get this shit together. And at this point, the black women, y'all just going to get fatter and fatter and fatter.
You know, black people.
No.
And y'all going to continue to blame, talking about the diets don't work for you the same.
The diet don't work for you the same.
We got a video about that too coming up. But ladies, y'all got to get this shit together, man. Fellas too. But we talking to the ladies right now. This is pitiful. This is ridiculous. And I'm killing y'all on this episode.
Dom DeMarco, DeMarco.
Let's get in these comments. And we're going to watch the video again. Where we at, man? Ew. Put the fork down and get your ass in the gym. And stop.
The only thing you've been ordering is a whole bunch of damn cheeseburgers.
L. Bentley said, bruh. I don't have a bruh button, but I got.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
Why her house dirty? I'm sure it's a lot of, it's probably a lot of shit dirty involved with her. And I'm just going to leave it at that. What the hell? What the helly? What the hell, Yontay? You know that whole room smells like mildew and ass. Yeah, it definitely does. She done wasted her money and time. Kevin Samuels rolling in his grave right now. Alex George with the bars. That's enough internet for tonight. And watch me respond to this on Instagram. They're gonna be mad at me. Look at that flubber fly. Auntie aerobics. That ain't Keisha Calisthenics. That's big back body weight. And no, seriously, it won a high value man. Uh-oh, y'all about to get me cooked out here. Keisha Bonnet looks like a big spilled bowl of Jell-O chocolate pudding. Her back look like the front. So you telling me she got back ass and a front ass? She got big back in the back and a big back in the front? I know she has a bag of cheese puffs beside the bed. Talking about the diet don't work for black women.
The diet don't work for you the same.
Ma'am, let me check your cabinets and your cupboard, please. Thank you. Ghetto gymnastics. She had 4X Garanimals. I don't even know what that is, but if 4X, I'm sure she had it. She getting ready for the big Olympics. Uncle Spider in the building. Thought I seen a mouse run across her floor. Just cause her fupa big.
Just because my fupa big.
Very ratchet workout. No cardiovascular muscle involvement. Nope. Don't give a fuck about metabolism. Bro, did you see the video of the cookie grill of the motherfucker cooking grilled chicken in the men's restroom at Planet Fitness? Nope. Send it to me. Big Shirley need to be arrested for posting this, and I agree, and she is getting arrested. Absolutely getting arrested. We'll look at it one more time, actually. We'll look at it one more time, because we got to pray for Big
Not
Shirley.
Not going to lie, I see why this vibration plate has gone viral. Not only does it hold 450 pounds, it has the curved edges, which makes it a little bit more intense. Standing on this for about 10 minutes equals swimming, running, jogging, all that type of stuff, y'all. It helps with lymphatic drainage as well. And guess what? Every time I get on this thing, I gotta go pee like 5 minutes after that. And I just could not believe the way it had the girls like shaking back there. Like I was having like a little twerk party. And not gonna lie, I had to keep feeling.
All the emphasis is twerking.
I'm gonna drop the orange shopping cart down below.
Real quick before we move on, I just have one thing to say. Lord, we ask that you help these black women. You ask that you help these women stop getting the 450 pounds to start with. We ask that you help them to stop taking shortcuts. They only need to take shortcuts to the salad spot and to the grocery store and shortcuts to the gym when there's traffic. Lord, we ask that you help these black women change their mindsets towards health and fitness. Stop focusing on ninjas twerking in Hennessy, hookah bars, bottomless mimosa brunch. And we ask that you help them get back to the black women that existed in the 80s and the 90s and the early 2000s. In Lord's name, we pray, amen. And I'm killing y'all on this episode. ain't no other trainers praying for these black women.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
They're going to cancel me, bro. Get that black disgusting cow out of my face. They're going to cancel you, brother. I didn't say that. Wicked Scorpion said it. She got a refrigerator in the bedroom for sure. You know, a Bonnet going to make a guest appearance in this type of video. Facts. She probably got the brown body. She probably got the brown body under that bonnet all space. Hey, man, make sure y'all hit the like button, man. Best Fitness Podcast out. Listen, man. She probably think a burrito bowl from Chipotle with a single serving of chicken is healthy and eating light. Yeah, that's a whole. We're going to get there. We got a video for that later in the podcast. All right, man. I think we got that. Let me see. Yeah, we got later video for that later in the podcast. All right. We have the Big Back Olympics.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
What's up, We got the Big Back Olympics. We got a Big Back family here. And this family just shows what people. That's why I love the internet. They just going to show what people do in the house, what they do with their families to get these fat ass kids. And then it's going to show that the whole diet don't work the same and racism shit is bullshit. All right, let's check it out, man. Big Back Olympics. It's in the title for a reason. So basically they playing flip bottle, and if you land the bottle, you get all something from all that big back ass food on the table. Little big back boy mad. I'm a little big back boy mad. Mama mad. Let's see what big brother do. Big brother gonna come through. Big brother mad. They all getting mad. Let's see what little brother do. Little brother trash. Let's see. Look. Look, he happy as hell. Look, he happy as hell. Look. He said, you know I'm gonna have to go for the fries.
Big back activity.
Oh man, yeah, this is ridiculous. Little bro trash. Mom trash. Hey, big bro killing him. Hold up, big bro said he going for the chicken. Big bro said he going for the chicken.
That's Popeyes.
Look at his face. You know that's the face. That's the woo. That's crispy face.
Woo, that's crispy. That's Popeyes.
He happy as hell. He got that chicken.
Woo, that's crispy. That's Popeyes.
And he got an extra crispy from Popeyes. Look at him, man.
I ate this on the way home.
Hold up.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Mom's supposed to be the caretaker of the family. Now, it's one thing to be feeding the kids trash, but not only are you feeding the kids trash, you so selfish that you took food away from the babies and ate because you got a big ass back.
Big back activity.
Big back ass mom, and I'm not going to say what race.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
This is ridiculous.
Get the double cheeseburgers. Go get the Chick-fil-A so you can't get it.
Don't look at him.
You're such a weirdo. You're such a weirdo. Shut up.
They calling him a weirdo for picking food.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they mad as hell. He getting all the food. The joy on their face is crazy. That little one, he ain't that big yet, but he don't stand a chance. He gonna be built like Big Bro in 2 years. Oh, he crying? Oh, no, I thought he was crying. This is ridiculous, man. Boy done found his rhythm. Oh, he got to focus on that big back foot. No. Nah, bro, you done. Okay. Give it up.
Let's go, baby.
Oh, he jumping for joy, huh?
Woo, that's crispy.
Got you.
Nope. You want to stop?
He got the one for the 10.
There's still more 10.
Black people got to get it together, man. It's almost over. He got another one. Look at him.
I'll be good,
baby.
I'll just cook another fry.
Oh, man.
Get some fries, boy. Okay, I get it now. Wait, no.
You're done.
Yeah, man, we're cooked out here.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
We are cooked out here. The whole family. They ain't sports betting. They big back betting.
Big back activity.
This is ridiculous, man. Oh, people can't help it. It's their hormones. It's passed down in the DNA. Well, it is passed down in DNA. Them big back decisions passed down in the DNA. It's DNA, all right. Donuts, now and laters, and alcohol. All getting passed down in that household. And it ain't no father in there. So we know what that means. And I'm sure y'all saying it in the comments.
Baby, I've been fat and gay all my life. My car shake when I get in.
They gonna cancel my shit. Let's get in these comments because I already know y'all in there tripping, man. But look, you see what's going on, man. So anytime you hear somebody speaking that bullshit, they can't help their weight. This is what they doing behind the scenes. This is shit they not showing you. Always remember this video. Let's keep it going, man. I think I read that one. Where we at? That kid better be getting bullied so he can lose weight. Probably ain't happening.
Nope.
I had a bullying joke, but that's probably not appropriate. Given the the state of the United States right now. Anyway. Oh my God, why is everybody so big? It's unclear.
Nope.
Is that Juicy from the PJs? Yes, it is. He looks just like Juicy from the PJs. If you don't know who it is, Google Juicy from the PJs. All three of them boys look like him. And if the little one don't look like him right now, he's going to look like him in 2 years.
Nope.
Where's the father? I wonder if he's big back too, or is that another story? I bet you the father is probably the only one who's not big back, but he's non-existent. Mom won't let him see them big back kids. They're going to cancel me. The Danks family reunion. The big back family, your upstairs neighbors in your apartment complex, crazy. I'm not going to say what race.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
That's us. Stepdad worked hard to pay for all of that. Stepdad at work right now. Crazy. I used to punish Bama's fries when I was doing DoorDash. No judgment here. You're out of here, buddy.
No diddy.
Oh, my bad. Wrong button. You're out of here, buddy.
Strike three, you're out.
Nothing to do with food deserts, exactly. I bet she left the father because he wanted her to lose weight after having those kids. We're just going to leave it at that. Little man wears big and tall in middle school. Facts. Type of ninja to say they hungry and ain't ate all day. Man. Mom went out and spent a whole heap of money on junk food and wonders why they all fat. Yeah, we're cooked. And make sure y'all hit the like button, and I'm killing y'all on this episode, man. Hit the like button. Back to the men.
Nope.
We got some simp behavior.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Shut up, bitch.
We have no tolerance for BBW simps on this podcast. Okay? We have no tolerance for men encouraging women to stay fat. We don't play that shit here. All right. You're getting cooked. There's too much of that. These same men. Okay. But this food for thought, ladies. Actually, I'm going to save for after the video. Let's watch this simp here.
I don't see how a person could throw negativity on a build that they've never experienced before.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
How do you knock something before you try it? And if you tried it, what made you dislike it so much? All these things that society has labeled as imperfections. I can appreciate that wholeheartedly. What's better than a bumpy road? I enjoy going over terrain, respectfully, of course. Sensational.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
Listen, man, we just gonna leave it right there. Y'all ninjas gotta stop this shit. Hold on.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
How dare you?
This woman here has chronic obesity. This woman is morbidly obese. But because a lot of it goes to her ass, y'all ninjas gonna act like it's okay.
Shut up, bitch.
And you wonder why black women got the highest obesity.
Shut up, bitch.
In the country. And you wonder why when we address it, they get all defensive. And the problem can't be solved. Because a ninja's like, yo.
Shut up, bitch.
You so horny that all you thinking about is back shots when you see this.
Shut up, bitch.
And listen, like what you like, do what you want. But understand, you can blame the women for being obese as much as you want to, but y'all ninjas contribute to
it. Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
And ladies, I need y'all to tighten up a little bit. I need y'all to get a little wisdom. Listen, let's keep it 100. Now, we all know fat black women that's married, fat white women that's married, fat Hispanic women that's married. Whatever. Whole nother topic for another day. Let's be real. What man wake up and say they want to marry? How many men wake up and say they want to marry something like that?
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
And now compare that to the amount of men that say they will get in bed with you and give you some back shots. If that's what you think of yourself, ladies, do your thing. If that's the value you provide here, if that's the reason you want to still be a detriment to your own health, you still want to treat your body like trash, you still want to skip the gym, you driving past all these gyms, Planet Fitness, LA Fitness, One Life Fitness, Gold's Gym, Equinox, EOS Fitness, Lifetime Fitness, you driving past all these gyms, not getting a gym membership, not getting your big ass in the gym, big ass triceps, big ass hips, big ass, back fat, and I'm sure she got somewhat of a pudge in the belly in the front. You gonna listen to simp ass ninjas like this?
I don't see how a person could throw negativity on a build that they've never experienced before. How do you knock something before you try it? And if you tried it, what made you dislike it so much? All these things that society has labeled as imperfections. I can appreciate that wholeheartedly. What's better than a bumpy road? I enjoy going over terrain, respectfully, of course. Sensational.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Shut up, bitch.
Look at my African American over here.
Community is embarrassing, disgraceful. I don't see any other community praising that. I don't see it. And ladies, y'all got to be smarter than that. This is freaking ridiculous. I'm tired of it, bro. And then just get mad at me. They calling me gay for pointing this out.
No, did he, you know?
Okay. Because I'm telling a woman that she's unhealthy, that makes me.
No, did he, you know?
And y'all ninjas need to be smacked. Then they say, you don't like black women. You only like white women. So you think so lowly of black women that they have to be built like that. You telling on yourself, bro. Ladies, men that be hyping y'all in this situation don't respect y'all. And I need y'all to understand that. Let's get in these comments, because I know y'all going crazy in the comments, man. We cooking today, and I'm killing y'all on this episode. That guy gets on my nerves. You know damn well he doesn't even fuck with those type of women, and if he does, he's fucking the game up. Definitely the next Derek Jackson type shit. Buddy is thirsty and insane. Squidward as hip having ass. Squidward as thigh having ass. And certain black dudes of the urban category are going to say she's thick, even though she's like 100 pounds overweight.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
She does look a mess. She look like the peach from James and the Giant Peach. I said before, a lot of women only have a man because they have a fatty. Oh, because they a fatty. As long as the cheeks are fat, dudes will stamp that. It's a lot of women out here, and listen, it's women ugly of all body shapes. Let's get it twisted. Unattractive women of all body shapes. But it's a lot of women out here who get a lot of attention, get an inflated ego because they got a fat ass. Y'all ninjas got to stop that shit. How does she even wipe, bro? That simp just wants to hit and move on. That's it. Half-ton wedding party. Yes. She not even shapely, just a blob who happens to be busty. Can't judge diabetes till I get it. Oh, man. Listen. BBW simps need to be removed from social media ASAP. Squidward. No. No.
Nope.
The pseudo-intellectual chubby chaser is very annoying. Yep. Definitely a simp. What in the hell? James and the Giant Peach. Fuck out of here. Exactly. When he was maxing on all the Krabby Patties, I'm sure that's what her fat ass did. Oh, you know she was mixing on burgers.
It's Wendy's. It's barbecue in there.
The only thing you've been ordering is a whole bunch of damn cheeseburgers.
Definitely dusty behavior. Keep in mind, no dude will want to be seen with a woman like that during the summertime. Fellas, I was just thinking about this shit. Imagine you and your girl break up. Let's say your girl's a baddie. Your girl 8, 9, 10 out of 10 type baddie. Y'all break up. You going on a date with a woman like that, and she got her new dude. She got a fit ninja. Let's say her new dude is Toon or Olajuwon, right? Fit ninja with tattoos, muscles, and dreads, right? Fit ninja. You out with that, and your girl is out with this, and y'all run into each other. You gonna feel some type of stop simping. Because it's going to catch up to you. Simping always catch up to you. Simping does not end well. It is, the story does not end well. Stop simping. And it's a fitness podcast, so I'm going to keep it fitness, but I got some stories for you. All he's talking about is sex here. That's objectifying a person. You look at her body, she's an object for sex, nothing else. We need to do better. A lot of these hip-hop black dudes are fucking the game up, thinking that black women all got to act and be built the same. I work too hard to come home to endless roles and be a stepdaddy. The dress fits terribly because she's too big. Let's say these type of women are cool in real life, but that does not excuse them for letting themselves go and having poor health. She carrying a steroided watermelons batch. Yeah. Fellas.
Shut up, bitch.
Stop simping. You're ruining the community. You're ruining dating. You're ruining it, bro. These women think they ain't got to keep themselves together. We talk about the men on this podcast, too, if you're watching this segment. We talk about the men because women want the man that look a certain way, too. So anyway, with all that being said, that's not simping, that's desperation. Well, that, too. It is desperation, too, man. Fellas got to cut it out, and I'm killing y'all on this episode. Let's keep this podcast going. All right. We got this lady here. She said she was eating the same amount of food as her husband, and she finally admitted it. And when she finally admitted it, she finally lost weight. Let's check it out.
I used to eat the same amount of food as my husband, who was over 6 feet tall and who weighs over 200 pounds. Like, the exact same amount of food.
And that's what a lot of women be doing. And they won't admit it. They say they've been trying to eat salads. They've been trying to eat fruit whole time. You're eating the same amount as a 6'2", 200 and something pound male.
And I'm thinking about it because I just went and grabbed us some Qdoba for lunch. And I looked at his bowl compared to the bowl I get now. And I'm going to show y'all in a minute. But I used to get the exact same bowl as him. And I never for a second.
Get in the exact same bowl as your husband is crazy. I don't care.
I considered the fact that I was overeating. And I'm just like mind blown at the shift that I have made over the past 6 months when it comes to portion control. Okay, so this is his bowl right here, and I'm gonna show y'all mine. Mind y'all, I used to eat a bowl this size, but for me personally, that was too much food. I just didn't know it at the time. And then this is my bowl now. It looks the same because it's inside of the bowl that he has. So the bowl I have now fits inside of the bowl that I used to eat. Okay, this is the size difference.
Well, it don't look like a big size difference. I understand her point. That didn't help.
Honestly, I really didn't make that many changes. Like, I
didn't watch this video the whole way through before I put it
really
on.
I didn't change what I eat. I just changed how much I eat, and I did add more protein. So now I'll do double chicken on my bowl. But other than that, everything is the same. The portion size is just smaller.
Hey, well, you get the point, man. Shout out to her. You get the point. That didn't help her that much. Anyway, yeah. Ladies, you gotta really evaluate though. How much food are you intaking? All right. There's no way. Right. Let's say she's 5'4". At 5'4", you need to be taking in the same amount of food as a 6'2". Maybe her husband, let's say her husband's 210 or 220. You don't need to be taking in the same amount of food as a 6'2", 200 pound male, 210, 220 male. It's absolutely ridiculous. Y'all eating too much, y'all big backing too much.
Big back activity.
And that's why. That back wider than all outside. And that's why you built like a big dog.
She don't want no puppy. She want a big dog.
And that's why you think you slim thick, but you're not.
That's not slim thick, baby. That's full heavyweight.
And that's why them thick ass ankles is some thick ass ankles.
Them thick ass ankles and them thick ass wrists. You can tell who gonna have big mama arms early.
Let's get in these comments, man. he the first one that would go overseas and get a skinny and shaped wife. Yep. This social media shit got these niggas delusional as fuck. She has nice lips, so we have one thirsty comment, and her face wide, and then just want to Joan on her. Both of y'all ninjas arrested. Both of y'all ninjas is out of here.
Strike three, you're out.
Ninjas. Ninjas.
Ninjas.
Just, you can't take ninjas nowhere.
Ninjas.
It's ridiculous, man. Exactly, Brown Baldy. This is a fitness podcast. These ninjas. Double chicken is still double chicken. It is. That wasn't a great example, but the point still stands. Like I said, sometimes I get these videos, I don't watch them the full way through. I listen to the first 10 seconds, 30 seconds, depending on what it is. I'm like, that's good for the pod. This could have stayed off, but y'all get the point. Eating right ain't gonna fix them frog eyes. Ninja, you're out of here.
Strike three, you're out.
That's crazy.
Ninjas.
You can't bring ninjas nowhere.
Ninjas.
I mean, what's up with you guys? We're talking fitness.
Ninjas.
We talking fitness and ninjas wanna be ninjas.
Ninjas.
It's crazy. Eating like you're getting ready for WrestleMania.
The only thing you've been ordering is a whole bunch of damn cheeseburgers.
That's crazy. The next clip is WrestleMania, bro. That's what's crazy, dog. This ninja. The next clip is literally WrestleMania, bro. Seth, Wicked Scorpion, and Spider-Man have issues. Yeah, this is crazy. Joe Thomas, speaking of WrestleMania, I'm watching now, and no, Bianca Belair didn't win the title. Damn. Brown Baldy on here. Spoiler alert, man. Speaking of WrestleMania, man, we got WrestleMania cardio. Did y'all know what that was? We got a guy here. I don't know what the escalator broke. I don't know what happened. But this guy's trying to go up the escalator that's going down and thought he could make it. Let's check it out. WrestleMania got folks tripping. Yeah, there you go. Oh, He fucked up everybody. Yeah, they gonna go right around him. He went right around his fat ass. And he almost fell.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
Now, listen, I don't know if y'all were a wild child like myself. I've gone up plenty of escalators the wrong way. It ain't that hard. You ain't got to be in tip top shape.
Nope.
What the hell is wrong with y'all, man? Fellas, come on, man. That ain't even a hard task. Fellas got to tighten up, bro.
Nope.
I don't know what to tell you. If that ain't a sign to get your fat ass in the gym, I don't know what is.
Big back activity.
And this is my issue with fellas. I know people going to disagree. I should make a post about this so it could go viral because ninjas be going to be in their feelings and start bitching. This is my issue with fellas. Fellas will watch every sport, basketball, football, wrestling, soccer, boxing, hockey, baseball. Fellas will watch all these high-performing athletes, tip-top shape, betting money on them, complain about them, bitching about them, going broke about over these sports, and you never thought to get your fat ass in the gym. You sit here and watch dudes do this shit for a living. I'm not telling you to be at their fitness level or the shape that they in professional athlete shape, but you don't do nothing and you sit around and watch these in-shape ninjas every week?
Nope.
What the hell is wrong with y'all, fellas? Y'all got to tighten up. Y'all really, like I said with Tune the other day, for y'all going to get priced out, man. y'all making it easy out here for the fit ninjas. Keep doing your thing and keep listening to her tell you she like a dad bod. See how many dad bod photos she likes. Anyway, ridiculous, man. I read an article that on dating apps, Smart Together, men want to see full body pics, not headshots. Yeah, of course. I already told y'all, when y'all see the pictures like this from the neck up, and you all you can see is the neck and shit. She's a big woman.
Big back activity.
She might got a cute face, but she's a big woman.
Big back activity.
She might got nice hair, but she's a big woman.
Big back activity.
She might have got her lashes done, but she's a big woman.
Big back activity.
She might have her lip gloss on, but she's a big woman.
Big back activity.
His fat ass. Exactly. His big. Oh, I got some. Oh, we got to watch him one more time before I get back to these comments. Hold on. Hold on. We got to watch him. I got y'all. There you go. Yeah, fellas, y'all got to tighten up and get this shit together. Yeah, go get your ass back down the escalator where you belong at, ninja. You don't belong in there. We better wait till the other one works. It's ridiculous, man. Do more cardio. Why the hell is he going up that bitch like it's the Stairmaster? Defeated by an escalator is crazy. Yep, only headshots, red flag. These chicks be on a Stairmaster for an hour. Uh-oh. When I first started training, I brought one of my mans in. I was like 23, 24, young boy in the game. I brought one of my mans in. He thought shit was sweet. I had him training with this girl I used to train. She was an NFL cheerleader. She was in crazy shape. He thought shit was sweet. Every time I pulled the waist, I said, bro, you might want to do some lighter weight. You might want to do the same weight as her. You know, she's been working for a minute.
Nope.
Nah, give me the heavier weight.
Nope.
She's spanking him. I got you. She's spanking him with, and then we went down to the same weight. She's spanking him. As a man. Now, I'm not talking about the extreme power lifters and some of that other shit. Basic, simple shit. If a woman is doing it better than me, I'm going to feel some type of way. Y'all got to have some pride. That's ridiculous. Paul Heyman was wilding last night. I ain't even watched that joint. I used to run up the escalator the opposite way as a kid. Then I would get my ass whipped by my mom. Yeah, everybody did that. Everybody good. Come on, bro. We all did stupid shit when we was little. I was the main one. An hour, Dan, is hardcore. Hell yeah, he was Joe Thomas. Paul need his ass whipped for betraying Tribal Chief. Y'all really be watching that shit. Running outside, Stairmaster, biking, swimming, rowing are all good sources of cardio. Absolutely. A pause. Did you get the temp phase, C Marty? You going corporate? Hey, yo.
Dom DeMarco.
Yeah, C Marty cut the. You see the part right there? That's because that's from the Braves. I'm not. C Marty not going bald, man. Don't sit here and get on the podcast. Yeah, see Marty going bald. That's from the parts from the Braves. But yeah, I did cut my hair yesterday, actually. I cut it yesterday. So yeah, man. See Marty. And it's like, it's a temp fade, but I had a fade. So it ain't going to look, the next cut going to be the real thing. This was the warm-up cut because of the fade. So yeah, you know, the Dwayne fade. Jennifer laughing. If it's a big woman with only selfies and a bunch of filters and MySpace angles, then you might as well not waste your time. I'm telling you, bro. He couldn't make those few steps.
Nope.
Stairmaster is tough as fuck for 30 minutes, let alone 1 hour. Yep. Real talk, these women killing in the gym with those lighter dumbbells, though. Absolutely. And I just did solid core. Them women was in there whooping my ass. I ain't going to hold you. So since they was whooping my ass, now I got to go back. And you know what I'm saying? Now that my man's doing classes, I'm going to take advantage of it. I got to go back and get better. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. And you know I'm going to tell the truth, and you know I got to go, and I'm killing y'all.
Dom DeMarco, DeMarco,
DeMarco. Women recover faster than men. I believe that too. I think since women are the ones that have babies, I think women pain tolerance is different than men. That's just, you know, physical pain difference, not mental. It's like, now let me stop. Anyway, man, white people.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
White people, I don't know what's going on in y'all world. Okay, but y'all doing some shit for clicks and likes that would not happen in the black community.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
This would not happen in a black gym at all. Y'all got to check this out. White people done lost their damn minds. This would never happen in a black gym. Now, I don't know if y'all saw what happened, but check this out. Three smacks while he's incline benching 225. First of all, he's smacking him hard as hell, bro. That's dangerous. Because you're literally straining. That smack, you could definitely tweak your neck or something crazy could happen. You could drop the weight in the wrong spot. That's dangerous. Y'all doing this weirdo shit for some likes and some engagement? Come on. Yeah, this might get it. Yeah, bruh. Yeah, bruh. Yeah, bro. Y'all playing some dangerous games right there, bro. Y'all playing some dangerous games right there. It's no way. First of all, like I said, bro could have got seriously hurt. Could have hurt his neck or dropped the weight somewhere it didn't need to be dropped. Secondly, you do that to me or you do that to any man with an ounce of testicles, pause, no diddy.
No diddy, you know.
It's a wrap. On site. You're on site. Ain't no laughing and chasing, bro. Go ahead, run away. I'm going to catch you eventually, bro. It's going to be worse if I catch you. So you better catch the fade right now. Because if you run away and I got to wait a day. Oh, brother.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
Oh, no, nah, it's not happening, bro. Ain't no way, boy. Ain't no way. Ain't no freaking way, bro.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
There's no way, dog. I wish Toon was on here for that. Toon would be pissed. That shit would be crazy, bro. And my Jenny voice, how dare you?
How dare you?
Definitely weird activity. Acting 225 pounds for an acting 225 pounds for an incline is decent, but needing to do all that is stupid. I think you meant lifting. Uncle Phil was looking at them like, bruh.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
What the hell? This is the epitome of stupid, whether you're doing a prank or not. These white boys' friendships wouldn't fly amongst the black community at all.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Man, when I went to school with some white folks and they different, I had to tell them straight up, bro, I don't play like that, bro. I don't play like that. Y'all got me fucked up. I better take that shit over there. Keep that shit with the white boys. That shit don't work. And it's all love at the end of the day. But y'all, they be tripping. I don't play like that. I'd have to air the old gym out. You can't play with a ninja like that. Facts.
Ninjas.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
If he would have slapped a black dude like that, he would have gotten that ass whooped. Exactly, bro. He would have been punched in the face after he did that. LOL, that's real. The fade is going to be way worse if I got to catch you. Yeah, that's what I'm saying, bro. Just catch the fade right now. Catch it right now. You know, you might win. You might could fight better than me. So just fade right now. Because then if I got to catch you later, it's going to be off some sneaky shit. More than likely, because you made me wait. Now I got to sneak you. He getting smacked back with that 45 after. He getting smacked back with that 45 over, and he going upstairs for real.
Let him cook.
He going up the wrong steps.
Let him cook.
The white people who emulate stereotypical black people get on my nerves the most. Malibu's most wanted. It's on site. It's definitely on site, man. Yo, that shit is crazy. Ain't no way, boy. Oh, man. Listen, last video, we got this girl talking about body positivity and how she don't rock with it. I'm going to tell you why I chose this video. All right.
I'm not a big fan of body positivity. If you are okay with being overweight, you feel like shit because you're promoting body positivity, that's not okay. It's super important to love yourself for who you are, how you are in the current state, but you can't use that to make excuses of yourself. Also important to always make sure that you're prioritizing your health, how you feel, how you look, how your body's functioning, and how it's operating. If you are unhealthy, you are doing yourself, your kids, your family a disservice. Time to stop the body positivity bullshit and actually be honest with yourself. Are you happy? Are you healthy? Do you feel good? Shut that shit down and start working towards a better, healthier you.
Shout out to this girl here, man. Listen. So, you see how she was nice and calm. She wasn't saying it like, see, Marty. She was real nice. Nice choice of words. And they was mad at her. The same ninja that responded to me when I was talking about fat personal trainers, the same white dude, he responded. And this is my thing, man. It don't matter. People will say, oh, well, we're not listening to you because we don't like your tone. No, anything that goes against the fat agenda, they are not fucking with.
Nope.
They're going to look for any excuse to be fat.
Nope.
Any excuse to be lazy. Any excuse to sit on their ass.
Big back activity.
It's ridiculous, bruh. She couldn't have worded that better. I know myself. If I did a post like that, it would have been some cuss words. A couple big back name calling. A couple big back rhymes. And people going to have a problem with it. Rightfully so. But it ain't stopping the show. And you know I'm going to tell the truth. And you know I got to go. But that's just what the fuck you got to deal with. So anybody trying to get you to not do your thing and convince you to stay the same, big back simps. Your girlfriends don't want you to look better than her and take all the ninjas. Your big back ass family mad they ain't lose no weight, they ain't getting in shape, so they trying to keep you fat. Anybody doing that shit, don't listen to them. That's some straight bullshit.
Bullshit?
It is what it is. You got dudes in your DM trying to keep you fat. Don't lose your ass now. God, tell your trainer, you know, push you, but don't lose your ass now. God, and you know what I say.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Shut up, bitch.
And you know what race is saying that.
Look at my African-American over here.
We killing y'all today, man. She kind of fly. All right, Topanga, I see you. She do look like Topanga a little bit. I already know she has a bunch of thirsty dudes in her comment section. She definitely did. Most people don't feel happy when they're out of shape. I wasn't. That's why I'm doing something about it. You feel good when you look good. You are the best when you look good. Every area in your life will be better. You look good. You feel good. You feel good. You play good. You play good. You get paid good. It's more money in keeping people fat, but this is a fitness podcast. That's all it is. Big back is a $1 billion business. It is what it is. And you know, I'm going to tell the truth. You know, I got to go. Hit the like button. Another fire episode on the Less Brothers, More Crunches podcast. Hey, man. Go ahead, follow my social media down there, man. See Marty Fit on Instagram. See Marty Fit on TikTok. See Marty Fit on X. See Marty Fit on YouTube. Subscribe to the page. Share the page with a friend. Less Brunches, More Crunches on Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast on Apple Podcasts. And like I said, man, hit the like button. Appreciate y'all watching. We will be live again on Wednesday, 9:30 p.m. Eastern. And I'm going to bring some fire. I should have Rise and Rise back in here. Hopefully Tune is back. We don't know. But it's going to be fire regardless, man. Ever notice how the women on one side of the political aisle be thin and blonde and the other side be wide with blue hair and tats? But this is a fitness podcast. Listen.
Look at my African-American over here.
We could go in on politics. And I go in on both sides because both sides got some bullshit on there. But I'm going to just leave it at that. I'm going to leave it at that. If you're Jenny's people slapping your gym bro, don't watch the podcast.
How dare you?
Bring Chris Jones from Pump Chasers on, bro. Chris Jones. Send me his page. I don't know who that is. Send me his page. But, yeah, man, like I said, appreciate y'all watching, man. Y'all know the motto, man. If you don't want to unbeak your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get better, self-improve mentally, physically, spiritually, don't watch the podcast. If you want to get on a shake table for weight loss, don't watch the podcast. If you want a big back simp, don't watch the podcast. If you got a big back Benner Roll barber, don't watch the podcast. It's Ninja here, bro. So we got to get this guy up out of here, man. We got to arrest this guy, man. This guy's crazy, man. If you build like Dank and play games for fast food entrees, damn sure don't watch the podcast. Another fire episode. Thank you, Marsha. And like I said, man, catch y'all Wednesday. Hit the like button, man. Appreciate y'all. Love y'all. We out of here. If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you ain't trying to get better, self-improve, don't watch the podcast. Best Fitness Podcast out. We out of here.